You know, I've read your book, Collective Visioning, and really enjoyed it. There's a good read there, and there's so many good points that you make in there. You just, in speaking now, mentioned things like social justice, and what jumped to mind right away was Glenn Beck speaking how if you go into a church where they talk about social justice, you should hurry up, get the hell out of there. And you talked about methodologies, which might lead someone to think that you're kind of highbrow because, you know, methodologies is not a street word, I guess. But I don't think that's you. I don't think either of those are you.
No, that's not me. It's so interesting because growing up in the Buckle of Bible, I'm actually 13th generation Quaker, but growing up in the Buckle of the Bible Belt, my mother's side of the family are very conservative Christians. I got exposed to a lot of that, but as I interpret Jesus' teachings, he was very much about social justice and peace. So I think Glenn Beck is totally off the wall there, and I have an aunt and uncle who watched him faithfully, and when he began to say that and attack the idea of social justice, I wrote them and I said, how can you support and listen to a person who says, if you're attacking Jim Wallace, who is a Christian and really supports Jesus' teachings, and they said, oh, well, we won't listen to him anymore as a result. But, you know, it's a hard one because I think a lot of people have been miseducated. I don't think people are uneducated. I think they're miseducated by folks like Glenn Beck and Fox News and other kinds of media. And we have to learn to create a voice that speaks to all people. And I think that's part of what I'm trying to do with this book. You know, I've been an organizer for a long time, so sometimes I sneak in that language, but I think that's really problematic because when I first started being an organizer, I didn't understand any of those words, and I wanted to be a part of a movement, but it didn't work for me, so I had to go back to my own community and organize poor people from my community and speak from my own way of speaking. So it's really important for me that as a social justice movement, we're not just creating materials for college-educated people, but that we're speaking to everyone.